Keast Auto Center High School football scoreboard show, and going back to the coaches hotline, and we're going back to a winning coach, of course, tonight in Class 8 player. It was Woodbine rolling to yet another victory as they take down Southeast Warren 68-0. Head coach Dustin Crook is with us right now. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great.
Awesome. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Congrats again on the win. I guess tell us a little bit about getting this done in dominant form tonight, and what looked good to you other than, I guess, everything.
Yeah, everything went our way. It was due to our guys' preparation during the week, make Friday night look easy and put all the work in during the week. So testament to our guys of locking in on the game plan and putting in the time Monday through Thursday.
At some point, these games were supposed to be getting, closer, and they're just not right now. So as you mentioned, the preparation. So I guess, it sets you up for success. So take us through that, week to week, and what that kind of looks like from your perspective and from the perspective of the entire team.
Yeah, I've been talking about playing to a standard throughout practice and our games. And not to necessarily opponent. So our guys, we've been holding them to a very high standard on our execution and practice, and those guys have been living up to it. So week in and week out, the challenges we put in front of these guys, they've been able to step up and take those on and do a great job with it.
Who are some of the kids that stood out to you tonight individually?
Yeah, I mean, they're everybody. I mean, Brody Pryor had a big night offensively, controlling the offense, a couple long runs, found Landon Bloom for a couple touchdowns. Micah Moores ran hard and looked good on the few touches he had. The O-line, Jax Pryor, Connor Murdoch, and Matthew Trimble, they paved the way for us offensively there. And then just the whole defensive unit, leading rusher in the state coming in. And I think we held him under 80 yards rushing for the night. And he's averaging 270 a game. So the whole defensive unit played well, top to bottom. So proud of those guys.
Coach, you guys, I think I saw it was maybe the first quarterfinal since 97 or 98 for Woodbine. Even though you have really just kind of taken care of business, you had high expectations, you have that standard, you also maybe have to, sit there and, recognize that you've done something special here.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been back to our quarterfinal. But, yeah, we knew we had a special group of guys here, we're excited for the next opportunity in front of us.
Yeah. Fremont Mills coming up. Certainly you're familiar with them. So, some preliminary thoughts, some early thoughts on, matching up with the Knights.
Yeah, played Fremont in week three, went our way. We definitely are not expecting the same team that we've seen early in the season. They've grown and gotten better. They'll have their running back, so. We'll look to make our adjustments from there, and we look forward to the challenge. So I think it'll be a great game and a battle.
Yeah. Dustin Crook again, Woodbine head football coach, 68-0 over Southeast Warren tonight in the second round of the state 8-player playoffs here in the state of Iowa. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and wish you and your team the best here, moving forward.
Always appreciate the coverage. Thanks.